With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Windbreaks serve many functions on properties both large and small. They reduce soil erosion, protect crops, reduce energy consumption in the home, control snow accumulation, shelter livestock, provide habitats for wildlife, and beautify properties. However, it is important to build windbreaks correctly to achieve your desired goals. This is done by controlling the height, density, length, and orientation of your windbreak. Height is determined by the tallest tree species in your windbreak. Windbreaks reduce wind speeds up to 30 times their height downwind. The effective protection area of a multi-row windbreak will be based on the height of the tallest row. The density of the windbreak determines how much wind passes through. Denser windbreaks are paradoxically worse at reducing the impacts of wind thanks to air pressure. By forcing all of the wind up over the windbreak, a low pressure area forms on the back side, and air is violently forced back down to fill the gap. This shrinks the effective area of the windbreak because the lower the air pressure, the faster the gusty air returns. Instead of maximizing density, small farmsteads should aim for 60 to 80% density, while crop fields should offer a windbreak with 40 to 60% density. Windbreaks should be oriented at a right angle against the prevailing winds. In the winter, these winds come from the northwest. In the summer, they come from the southwest. As the winds hit the windbreak, the wind will curve around the ends of the rows due to the aforementioned low-pressure area. For this reason, windbreak lengths should be at least 10 times their maximum height. Windbreaks, quite literally, live or die by the selection of trees and shrubs grown in them. Multiple layers of plants are best for maintaining diversity in case of disease or insect pressures, and reduce the severity of gaps in planting because of tree death. However, sometimes multiple rows of trees and shrubs are not feasible in smaller lots. A single row windbreak can still be effective as a windbreak, but proper maintenance and replacement of failed trees is essential to guarantee its effectiveness. Evergreens are preferred for their year-round foliage, but deciduous trees can still protect crops during the growing season, provide moderate wind protection while leaves are on the tree, and affect snow dispersal. Whether deciduous or evergreen, trees must be extremely tolerant of our unpredictable climate to maximize the chance of success. On bigger lots, your windbreak can have multiple rows, which increases its total density. The tallest species should always be in the row outward facing the prevailing winds. Each successive row inside the area you want to protect should be the next tallest species. By making each row a different species of tree or shrub, you increase the value of your windbreak to wildlife and reduce the chance of catastrophic loss to insect or diseases. Incorporating food plants into your windbreak gives you a potential food crop in addition to all the other benefits. Consider planting trees like pecans, persimmons, and pawpaws, and shrubs like buffalo currants, blueberries, and aronia into your windbreaks for a tasty alternative food source. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.